皆さん、英語のソッタです。
And I'm Riley.
Hey Riley, we are going to Tokyo this weekend.
Yeah.
For sushi.
Yeah, for sushi and some other things.
Yes, are you excited about it?
I am excited, yeah. It should be fun.
Can you explain like what we are going to do there? We are going to Tokyo for...
For a Radio Nikkei podcast conference?
Yeah.Yes, I'm really excited too. はい、皆さん、ちょっと軽くお知らせなんですけれども、3月24日、めちゃくちゃ急ですみません。日曜日、約3時、約というか、およそ3時頃の出演の出番になるんですけれども、東京で参加費がかからない、あの、ラジオ日経さん、日本経済新聞社さんが主催の、あの、ポッドキャストのイベントに出させていただくことになりました。概要欄にお申し込みリンクを貼っておきますので、インスタグラムなどではもう軽くあの発表はしていたんですけれども、一番ここでね、メインで発表しないといけないと思うので、ここでも発表させてください。まあ、イベントの内容としましては、もっともっとポッドキャストを盛り上げていきましょうという名目のもとのイベントでして、僕たちがどんな風に日々台本なしエカーレッスンを作っているのかだったり、どんな思いを込めているのかっていうのを他の英語学習番組の方々とこうトークセッションでお話をさせていただきます。で、ライリーももちろんおりますので、英語を聞いていただく機会もあると思います。もしご興味があって、あのご都合が合いましたら、東京の大手町 の, あの新聞社さんの本社の関西、ごめんなさい、開催になるんですけれども、ぜひ足をお運びいただけたらなと思います。東京じゃない方はすいません。またね、どこかでお会いできる機会が今年もあればなと思ってます。では番組に入っていきたいなと思います。Are you ready, Riley?
Yep.
ソータと
Riley の台本なし英会話レッスン Episode 268
Alright, what is the topic for episode 268, Riley?
It is the Oscars.
はい、今回のお題はアカデミー賞です。あとさっきオープニングでね、あの東京に行きます for sushi って言ってたのは、あのそうイベントの後にお寿司立ち食いのね、一緒にお寿司行こうっていう話をしてて、そう、そのジョークを言ってました。なのでなんで寿司って思われた方もいらっしゃるかなと思ったので、うん、今足しておきたいなと思います。
Yeah. Oh, We've had that plan for like a long time now. You mentioned that sushi place. We weren't able to go when we were in Tokyo for the event last year, but yeah, we had that plan for a long time. So kind of finally.
Yeah. そうなんです。去年あのイベントの時に行こうねって言ってたんですけど、結局その夜一緒にこうね、あの過ごせる時間がなくて行けなかったので、 Yeah, because we didn't have enough time at night, because you know, that place is open only at night.
Right.
So yeah, finally we can do it. I'm really excited for the event and for sushi. Yes.で、今回のお題なんですけれども、アカデミー賞が最近ありまして、個人的にそのアカデミー賞についていろいろ話してみたいなと思ったので、これについて話していきたいなと思います。あとはリクエストもだいぶ前にいただいてたので、ちょっと読ませていただきたいです。インスタグラムからあかりさんにてあのリクエストをいただきました。ソータさん、ライリーさん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。いつもご視聴ありがとうございます。
こんにちは。はい。私はアカデミー賞が大好きなのですが、ライリーさんはアカデミー賞を今でも見ますか？アメリカ人にとってアカデミー賞とはどういう存在なのでしょうか？というリクエストをいただいてます。
Yeah, so, I'm also really curious about this question. What is Academy Awards to Americans? For example, in Japan, we have a kind of big show on TV, like, let's say,
紅白歌合戦。
Right.
Yeah, Sazae-san. It's not a big show, but Sazae-san for, you know, family time or something. So, yeah, first of all, what is Academy Awards to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's an award show. Obviously, it talks about the movies from the last year. And usually there's like comedians that host it. And so it's on TV, and I feel like it used to be something that people watched a lot. People still watch it sometimes. But mostly nowadays, it's just people like check the Academy Awards to see what movies they might want to watch or who won or things like that, but I think people don't really watch it as much anymore.
About, when you were a kid, is it used to be something you were watching with your family every year from the beginning to the end or something?
Kind of. I mean, I remember it when I was a kid being more of a big deal. Like, when I was in junior high school, I remember people like talking about it, being like, oh, this one, best picture or whatever. But getting into, high school, high school maybe it was still popular, but getting into university, it was a lot less popular, I feel like, which is weird because in university, like more of my friends were like into movies and watching like quote unquote good movies, like the kind of movies that win awards and stuff like that. But still, people didn't really care about the Oscars as much.
You mean, the whole society, not only about you or your friends in
Well,
university.
yeah, I'm talking about from my experience here, but I think also as and on the whole, like, since Twitter has been a thing and it's been kind of easy to tell what everybody's talking about, it's gotten less
Sorry.
popular.
Sorry, what happened?
What happened?
Something dropped. Sorry.
On my side or on your side?
My side.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make a speech about it. So
Okay.
it's okay. Yeah, sorry. ごめんなさい。なんか物が落ちました。これについて、大きなスピーチをし始めるとアカデミー賞になっちゃうので、Yes, I'm not gonna make a speech about it. Yeah,
Definitely. Right.
it just dropped. Sorry. Yeah, on Twitter we can see the videos about the speeches then.
Yeah, but I think like since Twitter has been a thing and people have been talking about, just talking about stuff on the internet and it's kind of easy to tell what people are talking about and what they're not talking about, I feel like the Oscars has not really been a big thing lately, the last few years. Since COVID, definitely, and before that, maybe too, it was kind of losing popularity.
And if you answer my question,
Did I
how?
not?
No. If you answer my question, like how has it been changing over the years? Maybe your answer would be it's getting less popular. Is that
Yeah,
somewhere?
I would say so, yeah.
And you think this is influenced by social media? People can easily see them.
I think there's a couple of things. I think one part is like, I think movies in general, like as far as like going to the movie theater, is getting less popular because it's a lot easier to watch movies at home. A lot of movies come out for the first time, like on Netflix or something like that, even before they're in, not before, but instead of going to like big theaters sometimes. And also because of the internet, yeah, you can just see the results pretty easily. You don't have to like watch the show to to find out. And also in general, TV, like watching TV at this time during the day or whatever, is not that popular anymore because you can just watch Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever.
Interesting. そうやな。ちょっと訳したいなと思うんですけれども、a lot less popular
Yeah.
を、come out をちょっと打っておいてもらいたいんですけど、こう比較級の時に、例えば more, it's more popular とかパッと出ると思うんですけど、それの反対、最近あんま人気ないよねの more の反対ってなった時に less がちょっと出づらかったりする場合もあると思うんですよね。なので、it's less popular。で、more も less も、あるいは er がついている比較級も強調したい時っていうのは、a lot で強めることができるので、it's a lot more popular。it's a lot less popular。っていうふうに、まあ、今の会話の中では出たかなと思います。あとは、the movie came out だったり、まあ、なんとか come out。これどこを主語にするのかちょっとこんがらがっちゃう方いらっしゃるかもですけど、出てくるものを主語に The movie came out とかで、まあその映画が世に出てきた、公開されたっていう形で使えたりしますね。なので、まずはそのアメリカ人にとってオスカー、まあアカデミー賞ってどういうものなのかっていう質問に対して、やっぱりこう年々、みんなが見るものじゃなくなってきてると。 いう回答ですよね。で、まあ、その原因っていうのは、SNS で切り抜き動画ですよね。こう結果の部分とかスピーチの部分を、もう短編的にポンポンって見れちゃう時代になっていることと、あとは、まあ、映画自体、もうその映画館に行ってみるみたいな、習慣もね、減ってきてるじゃないですか。ネットフリで見れたりとかっていう。昔に比べて、やっぱり映画に対して、こう、持っている人の興味っていうものが、どんどんこう小さくなってきてる。イコール、やっぱりアカデミー賞への関心っていうのもなくなってきてると。なので、もし僕のその質問の、もし僕の質問がね、こう、年々アカデミー賞ってどういうふうに変化してきたのかっていう質問に答えるのであれば、less popular になってきてるっていう解釈で合ってるっていうまとめをさっきしてました。で、日本でもそうですけど、やっぱテレビを見ないっていう習慣もね、あるじゃないですか、最近は。なので、アメリカでもやっぱりそこはあるみたいですよね。みんながテレビを見ない。で、昔であれば、最初に聞いていた、こう、みんなで毎年こうアカデミー賞を見るっていう、日本でいうね、紅白歌合戦をみんなで見るみたいなものが、やっぱりこう年々減ってきちゃうっていう、YouTube とかいろんなまあ要因あると思うんですけど、それはね、アメリカのアカデミー賞でも同じことが起こってるんだなと感じました。なるほど。Then how about you? Like personally, are you still interested in Academy Awards, like the results or anything?
Not really. I will look it up to see who won or something like that sometimes. Not even every year. This year, there was the big kind of drama about Barbie and Oppenheimer. Remember that Barbieheimer and stuff like that?
What happened?
Oh, in America. So it in the when was it? Was it the summer? I guess it must have been the summer, last summer in America, the Barbie movie and Oppenheimer movie both came out like on the same weekend. So there was like, it was a huge kind of fun thing for people to do where they go and see both movies because they're super different movies, right? Barbie's this like super pink kind of funny movie, and then Oppenheimer's a very serious movie about
Atomic
the
bomb.
atomic bombs, right? That was a big thing. So I thought maybe Oscars might be big this year because that whole thing. I think Oppenheimer won Best Picture this year, and probably most years I couldn't tell you who won, but this year I think that's right.
So yeah, you're not really interested in the results anymore now. Oh, and also for Japanese, we got a good news, like the Ghibli movie and Godzilla maybe. They
Oh,
got
yeah.
the awards.
For
So
something, best animated film, maybe, and something else.
yeah, like visual thing. I don't know
Right.
exactly how to call it. Yeah.
Sure.
So maybe we were, and I was really happy for that too. Oh yeah, like Academy Awards before, this recording, I also asked you the question, Academy Awards, is it singular or plural? Can you explain this one?
Yeah, so I'd say I thought about how I would say it, and I think most of the time it's plural. The Academy Awards were interesting this year or something like that. But because it's talking about one event, like one kind of TV show, you could probably say, yeah, the Academy Awards was interesting. I think that would be fine. In my case, I would probably use were more, but I think both are okay, honestly.
And also Oscars. What is the difference between Academy Awards and Oscars?
Right. So the trophy that you get is like a little man, right? And that man's name is Oscar. The trophy is called Oscar. So the Oscars is like the name for the award, but people also use it as the name for the entire event, the Oscars. I think pretty much all of the big award ceremony shows in America, like for music, there's the Emmys. The Emmy is also the name of the award, and the Golden Globes. Again, is the name of the award, and there's a bunch of these kind of names that it's named after the trophy. So maybe for Oscars, it's I don't know if it was first or if it comes after, but whatever. Same idea. But yeah. Speaking of searching, I did search about the viewership, how many people watch the Oscars. So like in 1998, so almost 30 years ago, it was the most ever, 57 million people. And then in 2021 was the least ever with only like 10 million people. So it's falling a lot. I mean, actually, recently it's a little bit higher than 2021, but still under 20 million. So less than half of what it was 30 years ago. So it's definitely decreasing in popularity.
なるほどね。Atomic bombs と、
Sure.
falling or fall. It's falling a lot, you said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. あとは、Academy Awards and Oscars, these things. で、次はその社会全体的に興味がね、アカデミー賞に対してなくなってきてるってことでしたけど、その代理自体はどうっていうところで、やっぱり結果とかにもそんなにやっぱ興味はなくなってきてる。今はそんなないっていうことでしたよね。で、まあ、バービーとオッペンハイマーがね、日本で公開される、されないみたいなのがちょっとこう、話題になってた時もありますけれども、去年はそれが流行ったので、結構そこでこう人は、関心を寄せていたっていうところもあったのかなと。で、アカデミーアワードっていうのを英語で、アカデミー賞っていうのを英語で言うときって、アカデミーアワーズ、複数形まで入るのと、普段会話の中で言うのは、オスカーズで、オスカーズ。で、そのアカデミー賞、昨日のアカデミー賞見たとかっていうときに、Did you watch the Oscars? っていう形で言うことの方が多いっていうことでした。あとは単数複数扱いなのかっていうところなんですけど、どっちでもいいらしくて、これを収録前に一応確認してたんですね。How was the Academy Awards なのか、How were the Academy Awards なのかっていう、どっちでもいいと。なぜかというと、まあ、全体のその賞を指すという形で、1個の賞なので単数でもいいですし、もともと文法的に複数なので、複数形で扱ってもどっちでも大丈夫と。いうことです。で、まあ、オスカーはトロフィーの名前で、そこからこうね、アカデミー賞を指す名前に派生してるっていうことでしたね。まあ、ここまでが、あとはその人気が、何年の時は数字がなんぼで、で、今、2021年の時はなんぼで、もうこれぐらい falling、数字が落ちてるっていう fall の時にもね、表現が出てましたけれども、それだけ人気はちょっと落ちてきてるってことですよね。で、そうそう、個人的にね、ちょっと聞きたいなってすごい思ってるのが、This is, you know, something I'm really curious about. About the equality.
Okay.
Yeah. For
Well, let me
example,
say something real quick. I got something wrong about Emmys. I said it was music. Emmys are about TV. The Grammys is
TV.
music. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
Anyway,
TV.
sorry.
TV drama, you mean?
Yeah, there might be like best comedy or something too. I'm not sure, but it's about TV shows, not movies, and definitely not music. That was my mistake.
なるほど。僕全然もそこを聞いてなかったぐらい頭に残ってないから、多分皆さんもそんな気にしてないと思うんですけど、そう。Yeah, I didn't even notice that. ミュージックって言っちゃってたみたいですけど、エミー賞を。エミー賞はね、テレビで、グラミーが音楽ですよね。そう、個人的にね、聞きたいなと思うのが、本当に、なんだろう、アカデミー賞って今、なんていうのかな、こう、フェアなのか、平等なのかっていうのを、個人的にすごい気になってて聞きたいんですよ。So, about equality, what do you think,
Yeah.
you know, has it been changing? How? For example, you think it's really fair for everybody or for anything? Or, we have to think about or care about or consider a lot of things nowadays, then is it really equal and fair for everybody? You know, about this question, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean it's hard for me to say if it's fair. I don't know how they decide these things, but I do know that in the history, almost all of the winners and the people nominated have been white men. So people actually complain about that a lot. A few years ago, in 2016, on Twitter there was a hashtag Oscars so white, which is, saying basically everyone who wins the Oscars are white people. Not, black or his Latino or whatever, or women. That hashtag doesn't talk about women so much, but also women have not won very many awards compared to men.
Then it's been changing in a positive way lately.
Slowly. So I looked this up too, and in the whole time, so the Oscars have been going since like 1929, I think. So almost 100 years, and 6% of the nominees are the people that could get the award. You know, usually it's whatever, like six or something people or movies. 6% of nominees have been non-white since 1929. And since 1991, so about 30 years ago, 11%. So it's more, but still not a lot.
But do you think, the result or the number is the actual result? Like they were, acting really better than, other races, actors. That's why it happened, or
I mean, there's a question about how many people from other races are involved in movies, I guess you could say. Like, if you think, I don't know, in 1929, the population of America was mostly white. I don't know the percentage or anything like that, but probably more than 70% white, I guess. Now it's maybe a little bit less, I don't know, but it, probably still the population of America is over 50% white. But yeah, there's also a question of population, and also do black people act in movies as much as white people? Or, and then, it gets deep. You could ask, well, maybe black people don't act as much, but is that because people don't put black people in their movies or whatever? It can get very deep.
Yeah, and from another perspective, recently, I've been kind of feeling, honestly weird because suddenly Asian movies or Asian, groups or Asian actors are starting to get awards. And,
Yes.
if the result it's something based on the real facts or their real skills or talent, it's okay. But, so far, as you said, it's been, kind of white dominated thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like, it's kind of surprising and weird. And at the same time, I feel like, oh, is that a real result? And did they really, act or do a good job and then they got the award, or the Academy, organization is considering the, equality for race or something, then they have, make their positions, then they decide the awards for Asian groups. Or honestly, I'm kind of, curious about that. Honestly, from your perspective, what do you think?
It's a good question. Like I looked this up a little bit too, and like the I think was it in maybe I'm wrong here, but I think the first woman of color, meaning not white woman, who was awarded best director was an Asian woman named Chloe Zhao, Chinese American, I'm guessing, I'm not sure. And then I think Michelle Yeoh, who's an actress, I think originally from Malaysia.
Oh, sorry. When was that, the director person?
Director, I did not look that up, but very recently, like
Very
last
recently.
5 years, I think.
Let me
Oh, sorry,
interpret
go ahead.
first. 一回ちょっと訳しておきたいんですけど、そう、なんかね、次僕個人的に思うのが、最近のアカデミー賞だけじゃないんですけど、そういう賞って、本当の意味で平等なのかっていうところがすごく気になっていて、で、まあ、平等ってなると、いう話になるとね、その、欧米人、まあ、肌の色でのね、表し方になって、ちょっと申し訳ないんですけど、白人っていう、その、白人だけじゃダメだよね。もっといろんな、人種にもスポット当てていきましょうね。スポットライト当てていきましょうねっていうのが結構なんか、平等を語る上での構図になってると思うんですけど、なんか僕は最近すごく気になるのが、そこに焦点を当てすぎるがあまり、 逆になんか平等性が崩れてることってないのかなと思ってしまって。で、なぜかというと、ここまでが歴史的に、白人の人たちが取る賞が多すぎたからっていう視点もあるのかもしれないんですけど、最近すごくアジア人とかが取り始めると、これって本当に正当に評価された結果なのか、無理やりこう、アジア人にも枠を作ってあげないといけないよねって判断した上で、無理やり作ってる枠なのかとか、なんか逆にそっちが気になっちゃって。で、もちろん、本当にみんな平等に評価された結果であればめちゃくちゃ嬉しいですし、やっぱそうすべきだと思うんですよね。でも、もしこれがちょっとでもなんかそういう枠を作ってあげないといけないからあげなきゃだよね、このレースにも。みたいな感じなのであれば、ちょっと僕はすごい違和感だなと思うんですよね。それくらい、なんか最近、やたらとこう、アジア人の受賞が増えてきてるところが、なんかすごく不思議というか、違和感にも僕は感じざるを得ないですっていうお話をしていて、で、まあ、ライリーに、これって本当に平等に判断されてるのかなっていう質問でした。で、結果的に今回ライリーいろいろ調べてくれてたみたいなんですけど、歴史上で、例えばちょっと数字間違ってたらすみません。1920何ぼとかの昔の時は、ノミネートされてる人がやっぱり白人ばかりで、違うレースの人っていうのが、6%、6% non-white people nominees,
Yeah,
you said.
since
1920?
1929,
20,
since. So in the whole time, only 6%.
なるほど。1929年から、現在に至るまで6%。で、30年前ほどから今に当たるところで11%。You said 11, 30 years ago。11%なので、ちょっとずつその値は他の人種の人たちがそもそもノミネートされるっていう段階ですよ。Nominees, you said. Not like
Yes.
actings in movies. OK. ノミ
Yeah,
ネート
that's
される。
nominees.
ノミネートされるっていうのが増えてきてはいるみたいですけれども、やっぱり歴史的に見ると、そもそもノミネートされてるのが今まで白人だらけだったっていう。なので僕たちはそういうね、ノミネートされてる人たちしかわかんないので、そこにやっぱりこう目がいかなかったんだと思うんですけど、今までやっぱり白人じゃないことでノミネートすらされてない人たちもいっぱいいたんでしょうね。だからこそなんか最近逆に増えすぎて、それがもしかしたら本当の形なのかもしれないんですけど、その白人が取るもんみたいな感じのアカデミー賞に慣れすぎて、最近すごい違和感を逆に感じちゃうんですよね。まあ、でもやっぱり振り返ると、それだけこう歴史的に、ね、人種、白人がドミネートしてしまってるっていう、独占してしまってるっていうところが、やっぱりそれは問題視されるべきだっていうことで、いろいろ変わってきてはいるみたいですけれども、本当に平等なのかなっていうのは、個人的にはちょっと気になってますかねっていう。で、あともう一個が最近ね、ベトナム系の、女優さんが、賞を取ったり、あとは監督賞で女性が取ったり、アジア系の方が取ったりっていうのが、まあ、増えてきてるけれども、っていうお話がここまででした。And you were, going to say some more about, this equality, and I interrupted. What was that? Do you think it's really equal, fair?
I mean, it is kind of interesting that like recently Asian movies have gotten more success at the Oscars. Like I think what was it? Parasite, Korean movie won Best Picture. I think it won Best Picture a little while ago. And yeah, it's Chloe Zhao won for Nomadland. In 2020, I looked that up. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's not fair. I can't say for sure. I mean, I haven't seen Nomadland, but I did see Parasite and I really liked it. So I don't know. It's definitely a good movie. I'm not sure if it was the best movie of that year or whatever, but I think that's something that is kind of interesting about the Academy Awards. Is that for a long time it's pretty much about American movies, and then occasionally there has been like a foreign movie category, best foreign film, or it might be best foreign language film. So it may be only movies not in English, I'm not sure.
So in your opinion, you don't think, the Academy Awards is trying to make, their position or their spots, you don't think so? Intentionally, I mean.
For
Asian or other races.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. Maybe.
Yeah, just your opinion or feeling.
No, I don't think so, honestly. I mean, I think there is some stuff like that in the world, in society in America, where I think people try to kind of make up for all the time when people of color were treated poorly in America, and they still are in some cases or many cases. And sometimes maybe people go too far the other way, but it seems to me like, you know, Parasite was a good movie. I think Michelle Yeoh, who I think won Best Actress at some point, I'm not sure, she is a good actress or good actor, I think people say now. Like, I don't really, it doesn't strike me as something that is like trying too hard to being unfair to, you know, whatever, white directors or white actresses, actors.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, good to know. Because, you're an American, so you know well about Academy Awards. So, yeah, I'm kind of relieved now. It was not, you know, unfairly judged.
Yeah, I mean, I will say there probably are people who think that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know well enough to say.
The recent style of judgment had happened in the past, that means, you know, more Asian people or more, you know, other races would have gotten Oscars, you think?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I would say that Asian movies or movies made by Asian people have not been as popular as they are now. You know, there were always like kung fu movies, you know, like Chinese, like Jackie Chan and stuff like that, or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was a big one that maybe won some Academy Awards. I don't know. But like, there have always been movies like that, mostly action movies, I think, that were popular. But it's only kind of recently, I feel, that Asian drama movies or dramas made by Asian people have become more popular in general. So, and in the same way with what I said before, like,
sorry, is it because of, you know, non-equality, you think, or
I think it used to be, you know, I think probably if you go back 40 years ago or so, maybe Asian people didn't have that many opportunities to make movies in America. And also maybe Americans weren't interested in movies that came from Asia so much, except for like kung fu movies or, you know, Ghibli stuff or whatever. I think probably Spirited Away won a few Academy Awards.
Yeah, for me, you know, that was a genuine one. Honestly, I fell at the time because even though a lot of discrimination was happening at the time, you know, Sento Chihiro, Spirited Away got the award, then it was a real one, I felt. But recently, as I said, you know, a lot of Asian things are getting worse, and is it really equal or fair? But you said equal, because nowadays people are simply interested in Asian movies, and then that means it's becoming popular and then successful. So, fairly evaluated. なるほど。
I think so.
なるほど。ありがとうございます。あの、それをアメリカ人の視点から僕は聞きたかったんです。あの、これが彼らから見ても、いや、なんか最近はいろんな人種の人のことを考えてアカデミー賞ってそっちに枠作ってるよね、みたいに彼らももし思うのであれば平等じゃないなって、逆にね、平等じゃないなって僕は思ってたんですけど、あの、ライリー的には、いや、全然平等だと思うよと、パラサイトとかも面白かったしっていう、そう、僕、パラサイトぐらいからすごい、あの、個人的にはそれを感じてたんですよね。これって無理やり作ってる枠なのか、本当に評価されたからなのかっていう。なので昔、千と千尋が宮崎駿さん、大好きな宮崎駿さんが賞を取った時は、あの時代にね、 アジア系のでも取れるっていうのは本当に評価されたんだろうなと思ってたんですけど、なんか最近は無理やり枠作ってくれてるとかじゃなかったらいいなって個人的に思ってたので、ライリー的に、無理やり作ってる感はそんな感じないよと。で、昔はやっぱカンフー映画とかしか、こう、アジア系のものとして作品がなかったり、なぜかというと、そもそもチャンスがなかったりっていう、多分監督になれる、なれないとか、映画として出せる、出せないっていうところにも人種的な差別があったんでしょうね。プラス人もそういうものにしかアジア系の映画とかには興味を示さなかったのが、最近はシンプルに、アジア系のもいいじゃんと思って興味を湧いてきてると。で、その結果、平等に評価もされて、そういう結果が出てるっていう視点と、ライリーも言ってたので、それ聞けてすごい個人的には安心しました。なので、もう一個僕が聞いてたのが、今のじゃあジャッジメントのシステムで、過去の、作品を評価してたならば、その時点でね、40年前、50年前、もっとやっぱアジア系とか違う人種の作品が世に出たと思うっていう質問だったんですけど、それはあるんじゃないかっていう。やっぱりだから、あの頃はそもそも差別しようとかじゃなくても、興味がもうなかったっていう、違う人種のものに目を向けなかったっていうところもあったのかもですよね。悪気もなく。まあ、悪気があった場合もあるかもですけど、でも最近はそこがダメだよね、もっと視野を広げていこうねっていうところ、プラスアルファ、単純に面白いじゃん、これっていう人の関心が、まあ、ネットの発展もあると思うんですけど、広がってきたがゆえに、アカデミー賞も変わってきてるっていうことだったので、僕はすごく安心しました。では、今日のエピソードは
いかがでしたでしょうか。
いかがでしたでしょうか？ Yeah, it's been my big question I wanted to ask somebody, especially Americans. Like, from your perspective, do you guys think it's fairly evaluated or judged? And then you said yes. So from now on, I can see the results without being skeptical.
I mean, you can still be skeptical. Like, I'm not the master of the Academy Awards or anything like that. But I don't know. Like, I think I would be skeptical about all the Academy Awards if I thought that the movie that they thought was the best was not good, you know? But
Yeah, and not only about movies, music, or anything, you know, if there is the recent way of evaluating, maybe more Asian musicians, they had become popular, or movies, or whatever, perhaps.
Yeah, Asian and
yeah, African
people
American.
of color in, yeah, in general, yeah.
確かに。なので、そうそう、今のこの視点での評価の仕方が過去50年前とかにあったのであれば、映画だけじゃなくて音楽も作品も芸術も何でもアーティストも役者さんももっともっと有名になってた人がもしかしたらいたのかもですよねっていうことの投げかけに対してライリーがうんって率直にこう言ってるっていうところから、僕はやっぱりその昔のやり方に問題があったんだなっていうところを僕は確信できて安心してるんですよね。なんかこう、いや最近はちょっとアジア系とか他の人種の人たちに寄せてきてると思うよって、この番組は率直に何でも意見を言う番組なので、ライリーも絶対そう思ったらそう言うはずなので、もしそういう意見が来たのであれば、それってやっぱり逆に面白くなくなるよねっていうのを言いたかったんですけど、ライリー的にいやパラサイトも面白かったし、昔のやり方に問題があったっていうのを聞いて、なるほどなっていう、なんかこう疑うことなく、スケプティコっていうのは疑うってことですけど、疑うことなくなんか見れるかなっていうふうに個人的に思いました。でさっきちょっと訳し忘れてたことがあったんですけど、そもそも昔はもう映画のそのキャスティングから映画を作る、ところから、あるいは登場するキャラクターからやっぱりもう白人しかいないっていう、その結果他の違う人種の人たちの出る出番すらない、その中でアカデミー賞のノミネートになるので、そこからまた白人だけがノミネートされるので、こう、違う人種の人が 6%11% っていうあの結果になってたんだと思うんですよね。 まあ、つまり出てる人たちの中から白人だけノミネートされてるだけじゃなくて、もっとその以前にキャスティングの時点から他の人種の人たちはキャスティングされてないっていうところからの土台が昔はあったからっていうところをちょっと細かく説明できてなかったかなと思うので、そこはね、まずこう最近はすごい改善されてきてるので、あのね、大切なことだなって思いますかね。 So Michael Jackson, what do you think? If, you know, there is a recent way of judging, do you think he got more awards in the past?
I don't, well, what do you mean?
Yeah, because I saw his documentary, and then, yeah, he didn't get or receive, you know, fair awards. I mean, fair number of awards in the past. And then he was so frustrated, and then he was saying it was a kind of discrimination. So I want to capture everyone's hearts. Then he decided to make Thriller. Then he got the award. So maybe before that, he couldn't receive, you know, yeah, he couldn't be fairly treated, maybe, in his opinion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I can't really speak for him. I don't know too much about it, but I feel like he did win quite a few awards. Maybe not enough considering how popular he was, but I don't know. Yeah, but I think you make a point that like black artists, black musical artists, they've been making, you know, maybe unlike movies where the black people haven't been so visible in like popular movies in the past, in music, you know, black people have always been making music, and it's always been pretty popular with everyone in America, and maybe they haven't received the kind of recognition for that from award ceremonies that white people have. I think that's probably true. You know, like in most awards, I think they have like a category for like soul music or R&B music, which is a kind of music, and it's distinct. It's a little bit different from, you know, pop or rock music, but I wonder if there were some artists who were basically pop artists but were put into the soul or R&B category because they're black. And so maybe they win the best soul album of the year, but they don't win the best pop album of the year.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And so maybe that happened to Michael Jackson. I don't know.
I started to wonder about this question because you know, about Taylor Swift, I am a huge fan of her, but still, you know, a lot of time in history, she has received, you know, the biggest awards or the most awards or something. But at the time, you know, she beat Michael Jackson or something. And I started to wonder, for him, for Michael Jackson, was it really equal? And then, you know, Taylor Swift and Michael Jackson, are they really fairly evaluated? Or, yeah, I started to wonder about that kind of question. Then I asked you.
Wait, really? Taylor Swift beat Michael Jackson?
Like, what was that? Not only about the awards thing, concert venue.
Oh,
I don't know.
What was that called? This Is It? That
could be, but yeah, I'm a huge fan of her, and I still support her, but always I feel wonder, oh, is that really true? Or, you know, can we, in the first place, can we compare them on the same stage? Or because you know, different racial background, and I think Taylor has, you know, advantages because she's white.
Mm.
that kind of thing. It's hard to explain, though.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder. I think, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, because obviously that anytime Taylor was getting awards would have been quite a while after what you would call the peak of Michael Jackson's career, right? So, you know, in that case, maybe it is kind of fair for her to win because I don't know. I don't think I've listened to that, but you know, it was Michael Jackson was quite old when he made that, I think, and it'd been a long time since his heyday, his highest point in popularity.
Yeah, that's why I asked you, like, if there was a recent equal judgment system in the past. Yeah, do you think he got more awards or something? Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of her, but I'm still doubting, like, did she really beat him? Or that kind of thing. 難しいです.
Right.
Oh, you want to say?
No, that's fine.
はい、ごめんなさい。あの、史上最長の、あの、エンディングでしたが、あの、まあ、今回アカデミー賞がテーマですから、I made a speech。スピーチをね、アクセプタンススピーチをさせていただいたということで、あの、ちょっと長く話させていただいたとしてください。なんか僕個人的にすごい思うのが、あの、例えばマイケル・ジャクソンとかね、もう、なんだろうな。もう誰もがすごいこう世界的にあの時代は生きてないですけどもう誰もが知ってるアーティストみたいな人だったじゃないですか。なんか最近僕テイラー・スウィフト大好きですよ。めちゃくちゃ大好きでこれからも応援し続けるしめっちゃ好きなんですけど、なんかよくマイケル・ジャクソンのこれを抜いたとかショーの数とか抜いたとかってあの聞くんですけど、聞くたびに僕いつもあの公平に見てるので、あのテイラー好きだしめっちゃ応援したいけれども、なんかマイケルを抜くとかなんかそこと比べていいのかなとかと思っちゃうんですよね。なぜかというと彼のやっぱドキュメンタリーとかを見ると黒人であることでやっぱり正当に評価されてない、悔しいっていう、やっぱあの時代を生きてますから、その中で賞を取っていかないといけないっていうドキュメンタリーとかもあって、そのなんかそもそも同じ土俵で比べるものなのかなっていう、まあ、つまりやっぱりその中にも白人だからこんだけ取れてるテイラー・スウィフトと、あんだけすごかったのに黒人だからやっぱりさっきのライリーが言ってたようなカテゴリー的に黒人の枠に入れられちゃうことで受賞が R&B のところでしか取れないとかね、なんかそういうのがさっきありましたけど、なんかそういう疑問をすごい感じるんですよね。なので今の平等なこの平等と今日分かったようなシステムが過去にあったならば、もっとマイケルは賞を取れてたのかとか、もっと他の人はもっと何か違った形があるのかとかをすごいなんか個人的に最近考えてたので、アカデミー賞だけじゃなくて、これをちょっと形にして今コンテンツに残しましたので、皆さんはどう思いますか。なんでしょうね、こう過去のそのマイケル・ジャクソンとかマドンナとかの時代を生きてらっしゃる方もたくさんいらっしゃるじゃないですか。そのピークを同世代として迎えた方とか、その皆さんがね、彼をどう見て、今の時代にいたらもっとこうだったとか、なんかその評価の仕方とかについてちょっとね、皆さんの意見も聞けたら嬉しいなと思います。では長くなっちゃいましたが、That was my acceptance speech です。Thank you. 僕は英語のソータという名前で、YouTube とか Twitter とか Instagram とか調べてもらうと出てくると思います。ライリーは Riley Sullivan XT で調べてください。Yep. で、番組で出てきたフレーズなどは台本なし英会話レッスンで Instagram 専用調べてもらうとそちらも出てきます。では、長くなりましたがありがとうございました。また次回のエピソードでお会いしましょう。バイ。
バイ。